USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Lines at COVID testing sites have been very long this last week. White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci spoke about it on ABC's This Week.
It's going to be very important that we get a greater capability of testing, particularly when the demand for testing is so high, where the combination of the Omicron variant itself, as well as the holiday season, where people want to get that extra level of assuredness.
For people in the South, there was no white Christmas. In fact, it was quite warm over the holiday. In some areas, it will stay sunny, according to National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard.
So it looks above average temperatures from the central southern plains and the southeast. Not quite as extreme, but we're looking at 60s and 70s for highs, and then lows on New Year's morning in the 50s.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
More mask mandate cases are seeing their way into the courts.
A long-simmering dispute is headed to the Wisconsin Supreme Court over the frequent use of local health department mask mandates in Wisconsin's capital city and county. The plaintiffs in the lawsuit against Dane County argued that the county health director has no powers to order mask mandates in an effort to control COVID-19. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Omicron has hit the airlines hard. More than 2,000 flights have been canceled due to staffing and other shortages. Many Christmas travelers are stranded at the airport. These are frustrated travelers in Los Angeles.
I got a text message this morning saying that my flight was canceled.
Leaving the house, thinking we're going to travel, and then you get here and it's canceled.
They're telling us it's at least 3 days to get any of us anywhere near LA or Hawaii.
Our flight apparently just got rebooked until tomorrow.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
World-renowned Archbishop Desmond Tutu has passed away. This report airing on the BBC News Network.
He was first and foremost a priest, not a politician. But for the best part of half a century, he was the face of reconciliation and South Africa's moral compass.
The system of this country, apartheid, is immoral. The system of this country is evil.
Desmond Mbilo Tutu remained outside of party politics, but he used the church as a platform for protest against white minority rule. It was under South Africa's oppressive government that he first campaigned against apartheid. When emotions were boiling over, his influence helped prevent bloodshed, and in 1984 he was given the highest recognition for his efforts.
When you've been given the Nobel Peace Prize, it doesn't really belong to you, or in a way you can say it makes you answerable to the world. I mean, the world, as it were, has a piece of you.
In 2009, he received the Presidential Medal of Freedom from Barack Obama. Desmond Tutu was 90 years old. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.